Payment cuts would hurt family farmers. Welcome and hello, everyone. With Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox. The Obama administration's proposed budget would prohibit subsidies from going to farmers with sales higher than $500,000. And that, says Tennessee Farm Bureau President Lacey Upchurch, would hurt families here in the Volunteer State.
And what the president doesn't realize, and even the Secretary of Agriculture doesn't realize, is that a farmer can have over $500,000 in sales and might not have any net income or very little net income. And I think just because a farmer is selling a lot of products, he's not necessarily a rich farmer.
Lacey Upchurch says according to the latest figures from the 2007 Census of Agriculture, nearly 1,300 farms here in Tennessee would be eliminated from farm subsidies because they have sales of $500,000 or more. And Upchurch says that that doesn't consider the farmer's expenses for putting the crop out.
You have to take out, you know, his land cost and his fertilizer cost and fuel cost, all of those things that it takes to put a crop in. And margins are extremely small in agriculture. And that's the reason we've seen so many farmers. It's just necessary that they expand and grow large numbers of acres because, you know, they have a very slim margin on what they produce.
Well, the 2008 Farm Bill, signed into law less than a year ago, already cuts off subsidies to farmers with adjusted gross incomes above $750,000. And Upchurch says too often some of our larger farms get painted with the wrong image.
A lot of large farmers, you know, get this negative image. They call them corporate farms or industrial farms because they're large and in many cases successful. But the thing we need to remind the listeners of is that, you know, 98% of those so-called corporate farms are actually owned by families.
And important families here in the Volunteer State. Have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.